USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities are expressing concerns about just how high the death toll may go from Northern California's campfire. So far, at least 48 people are confirmed dead.
If I understand, that makes this the deadliest fire in the history of the United States, a wildland fire in the history of the United States.
But the county sheriff there says 100 people are missing. Two people have been killed in the Woolsey fire burning along the L.A. Ventura County line. Meanwhile, smoke from the fires now fouling air in cities over 100 miles away from the blazes. The Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency across the state of California. The Labor Department says consumer prices climbed 0.3% in October, with higher prices for gasoline and housing contributing to the increase. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals. The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman's lawyers drop a bombshell allegation on the first day of his trial in New York City. In opening remarks yesterday, a lawyer for El Chapo claimed the current and former presidents of Mexico took bribes from the real leader of the drug cartel. Spokespersons for the current and former presidents of Mexico flatly deny that. Maryland's Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch has filed a lawsuit challenging President Trump's choice as acting U.S. Attorney General. Here's reporter Jill Powell in Maryland.
Calling the president's choice illegal and unconstitutional, Frosch contends that Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein should be declared the acting attorney general. After Jeff Sessions was booted out last week, Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker was named to the post. Frosch says in a statement, President Trump's brazen attempt to flout the law and Constitution by bypassing Rosenstein in favor of a partisan and unqualified staffer cannot stand.
And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Los Angeles Rams are giving out free football tickets to victims and to first responders in Thousand Oaks. The Rams have a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming Monday night, and the team says thousands of tickets to the game will be going to the first responders and people who've been impacted by the community's recent tragedies. Last week, a gunman killed 12 people in a mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks, and two people have died in the Woolsey fire that has scorched over 90,000 acres in that very same area. A man who's believed to be a white nationalist who was a friend of the suspected Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue shooter is now under arrest on gun charges. Jeffrey Clark was charged with illegal possession of high-capacity firearms magazines and unlawful guns and is scheduled to appear in court on Friday. An FBI affidavit claims Clark knew Tree of Life suspect Robert Bowers through the Gab social media site. Clark discussed killing Jews and African Americans on that site. And tonight is country music's biggest night. It's the 52nd annual CMA Awards. They'll take place at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. They'll also air live on ABC with Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley returning to host the award show for the 11th straight year. Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, Dierks Bentley, and Garth Brooks, among dozens of performers.